Hello everybody, I am Lispy.
And I'm Bigu.
And in today's podcast, we will be saying our opinions on video games. Now, we are recording in a kind of a mess right now, so you will be hearing a lot of our beanbags be moving, and we will be drinking and eating during this, so sorry about that. And our house will creak a lot, so that's all you need to know. If that's what you hear noises, that's what that is. And if you hear stomping, we're not going to post this.
So you won't hear stomping.
Alright, that was a minute intro. Let's get into it. So, throughout my life, I've been playing video games my whole life. What about you?
I've been too.
Yeah. So, what is your favorite video game?
I'd say Red Dead Redemption 2 or, Borderlands.
I do like Red Dead Redemption. It's probably my second favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Coming after, my current favorite is Apex Legends. But, I do have my friend here can also say, but I have beaten Red Dead Redemption 43 times.
Yes,
only
he has.
The missions, though. Not the full game.
Why is your favorite video game Apex?
Well, sorry, I'm stuffing my face right now. My favorite video game is Apex because, well, mainly because it's better than every other Battle Royale game.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the same. It's really the same
yeah.
every time you do something. But it's also different at the same time. I don't know how to explain it, but it's whatever.
Like, different outcome?
Yeah, it's a different outcome. You win, you lose, whatever. What's your top three favorite games? So it's
top three favorite.
In order. So go one.
In order.
No, so go least favorite to your favorite.
Least favorite to my favorite.
Top three, yeah.
That's it's a hard one. My favorite game of all time,
mm-hmm.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
Then Borderlands. And then probably it used to be Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah.
Actually, Black Ops 2. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of good memories on that.
Of all time, my favorite video games, I am, in fact, a teenager, despite my voice, but, my favorite video games go third, Minecraft. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's a fun game. I don't care. I play it. It's my favorite game.
Mm-hmm.
Third place, I mean. Red Dead Redemption 2, one of my favorite games. It used to be my top favorite, but then, I play Apex now, so, like.
Pretty good list.
But my top favorite, number one, always changes. I will always find a game that I like more than an old one.
Mm-hmm. What was your first video game that you can remember playing?
My first video game I can remember playing is probably either Crash Bandicoot or it's Mario Kart Double Dash for the GameCube.
I remember you telling me about your
experience.
Your experience and stories in Mario Kart Double Dash.
Yeah, so I sit down with my friend, my childhood best friend. I used to live in a small town in the edge of Wisconsin in Illinois. So I was just playing with my friend. Now, not to mention, my friend and I were playing all the time. Like, it was our favorite thing to do, just play video games, right? So, I'm normally better than a lot of my friends I play video games with. I'm just not trying to burst anyone's bubble, but.
Yeah.
Sorry, but, so we were playing, and, he was either just really good that day, or he was,
always better than me. So, my least favorite memory, but it's also the funniest, I ended up leaving his house because he threw a banana peel down.
Yeah.
And I tripped on the banana peel. And I aggressively said banana.
Hello, could you do a demonstration?
All right. So I was like, he throws the banana peel down, and I go in, and I was like, banana! And then, so I just left his house.
What did he do?
He didn't really stop me. I get my rage from my brother. Is something that most of the guys in my family do. Get angered pretty easily. My dad, though.
What did he say to you the next day?
We really just forgot about it. Of course, we didn't forget about it. I still remember the story. It was a good story. But, yeah. Do you have any funny stories related to video games?
I don't think so, actually. Not that I can remember.
It could be recent, like, between me and you playing.
So, let's be over here.
Correct, that's me.
We were playing Minecraft, right?
Oh, I think he had an amazing house.
An amazing house.
Amazing starter house. And he's in a Casio box.
I'm in a shit box. Right, I didn't really care at the time.
But well, he was going to expand it, but I gave him my fancy mansion.
And where he was moving instead of his nice house, he built a giant Homer Simpson.
No clue why. Actually, I have a clue why. Inside joke between us. He, used to do this voice.
Really shitty Marge Simpson impression.
It is of Homer Simpson's wife. I was originally going to build Homer Simpson for me to live in. And across the map, another Marge Simpson. So they're just staring each other down. And he was going to live there. But having those two houses, it's bad enough that we have that one house that he used to live in just there. We shouldn't even have that.
Well, you keep Dwayne The Rock Johnson there, your horse.
That's my horse. But we're thinking of just building rapidly around the map. It's an infinite world, so it's going to go on forever. My other house is in the middle of the ocean. It is a giant square. So basically, none creativity to it. But there is one thing that makes it's sort of my favorite childhood memory. There's a giant Courage the Cowardly Dog just basically built into my house.
Kind of like pixel art.
Basically, yeah.
But if you go on the inside, it says, do you have torches on the top now?
Not on the top. Okay.
Still the bottom.
I'm planning on fixing this. But if you sleep in the bed in that house, you will wake up and you will be staring up because it's a glitch, right? It's glitching now because of where the bed is placed. It's on water and it's also on slabs. I built slabs so no mobs would spawn in there. So you spawn on slabs and on water. So it's like a glitch. Your head just is like jolted up when you spawn.
Yeah.
And there's no torches on the inside. So it's just Courage.
Well, there are torches on the bottom.
Well, there's for you to see his face. There's Courage the Cowardly Dog's face staring you down while you sleep. Because I've placed his pupils looking like downward, like he's scared of something. And he's staring at you. And it is terrifying.
It is
because
terrifying.
It isn't really the best.
And I think the scariest part about the Homer statue house, whatever you want to call it, is he looks dead. Like, just dead inside.
Oh.
And every time you go over the hill in front of the Homer statue, like, it's pretty far away, too.
It's like a beacon.
It is like a beacon. It saved my ass several times. You go over the hill, and you just see his head, and it's terrifying.
And when you come out of our quarry, slash strip mine. Nothing loads in, except for the head and the stomach of Homer Simpson. It is terrifying.
It is. It's horrifying.
This is already at our halfway mark, 10 minutes in.
That's okay.
That's okay. We'll upload another episode. So anyways, we do stream. We'll stream any games you recommend that we have. We do plan on, what day is it, Friday?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so we do plan on streaming eventually. We just don't have many people who follow us. But, what's it called? We have many games that we can stream and that we do stream. But we don't, like, get people to view it. So, like, if you're watching this, you should follow us. My name on stream is Lispy, just like the cover art, _ Landon, and his is just VVega12. We will leave a link in the description. But, anyways, so, our Minecraft worlds are pretty amazing. I'd say, what's your favorite world we have, besides the current one?
That we have together?
Yes.
Or could it just be, like, a solo creative kind of thing?
It could be solo if you want.
I have this creative world, and it is something. It is, 1940s Germany, and it has...
Auschwitz? Is it Auschwitz?
It's not Auschwitz. It's just a random concentration camp.
Ah.
And then it just has a,
Hold on, let me put my yarmulke on for this.
Put your yarmulke on for this.
Alright, I'm listening.
And it, there are, rich German houses.
Alright.
Right? And if you go, like, far away from there, right, you just have normal houses. And you have the Jewish ghettos.
I'm still listening.
And behind the concentration camp, there's this massive woods, right? This is on a flat world, so I'd put it all there. And kind of like a memorial to my heritage, there's a massive pit with just skulls and redstone is blood.
Ah.
And it's kind of like a mass grave.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. What is yours?
My favorite is also offensive.
Oh. I think I know which one this one is.
It is a world that me and Vegas started.
Mm-hmm.
It's Twin Towers. I'm just going to throw it out. It's the Twin Towers. It was originally going to be in a memorial.
No, it wasn't.
Originally it was.
Oh, yeah, originally it was.
But then we decided to lace one of them with TNT. Yarmulke's coming off because I can't... I don't want that on. But we... are going to lace one of them with TNT.
Mm-hmm.
And,
we're going to set up a club post down the Minecraft club.
And say, come see what we built. This was our original plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to explode it. And no one would get it. That's the thing. No one would get it.
No one would get it.
No one really cares. No matter when we study 9/11, no one cares.
Nobody gives a
no
shit.
One cares. Like, I'm it, sorry.
It's just sad.
It's really sad. It's really sad. But to be honest, if you go into a middle school class or a high school class, they didn't teach it to us in elementary. That would be fucked up.
I mean, we honored it, but we weren't.
We didn't know what was going on though.
We just kind of we had a like a kind of like a oh yeah, this happened today.
Yeah,
they didn't really teach us anything about it because it was. Really dark.
But we, what would happen, we would just stand in front of some veterans, not veterans, I don't know what we did, to be honest, and we just stood there and honored it. I don't even think there was anyone there, but,
There was a firefighter there, one of the years.
Oh, yeah, firefighters that, helped people.
Yeah.
But, none of us paid attention, because we were...
We didn't get it. We didn't know what was happening.
We were talking. We're still thinking about what fucking episode of Pokemon is going to be on when we go home.
We're trying to think what's that Pokemon is going to be. It's like, is it going to be a Ditto? Is it going to be a Raichu?
What the
fuck is it going to be?
But, they all knew we didn't care, so they probably made something up. They were probably like, oh yeah, your grandpa was there. We were like, what?
Dude, we played games. First grade. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Wait, you weren't there. You weren't there during our first grade memorial. You came later on the year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we played games. It wasn't like pin the plane to the Twin Towers. It was kind of like a...
Pin the planes. Dude, that would be... Oh, my God.
No, we just played like normal like little kid party games. I'm sure we had to pin the tail to the donkey.
Now that you say that, I don't remember that. But I do remember playing...
You were here.
Yeah, that's why. Oh. I thought I remembered it. But I do remember third grade.
Oh.
This is where almost everything happened. Every single story that is messed up happened.
We're saving the story about me passing out for another time.
Oh, yeah. We'll save that for some other thing. So, basically, this podcast is about video games, right?
Yeah. I mean,
we had a Wii. In third grade. No, it wasn't Wii. It was, we had a video game system. That's all I remember.
We had an Atari. Tech teacher brought it in.
Yes, a tech teacher brought Atari. And then we also played Oregon Trail or something.
Yeah.
9/11, we played Oregon Trail.
We did.
And we named them after firefighters.
We had two rounds. One was firefighters, one was us. Because I remember I died from fucking typhus or some shit.
Typhus. Was that even a...
No, it was dysentery.
Dysentery. Okay, whatever. Typhus. But one of the firefighters died. And it so
just
happened
like real
to
life.
Be, and it so happened to be one of the firefighters that died in real life.
Fucked.
It was the most fucked up thing I can remember.
And all of us were laughing because I'm sure it was fucking like he shit himself to death or something.
Because he died. We were laughing. That was funny. We watched fucking Tom and Jerry. We laughed at fucking everything. But. Now that we look back at it, that was fucked up.
That
was the most fucked up thing ever. Our school
is fucked, dude.
Everything about our old school district is just messed up.
It really is.
But anyways, off that topic.
Off the topic.
The Atari is where we, for our tech class, didn't we just watch someone play on the Atari? Isn't that all we did? We didn't really even do any tech. We just watched
for
someone.
Our tech class, we learned how to, it was some programming,
system.
Like, program. And,
yeah.
We learned how to make a square,
mm-hmm.
a circle, how to move these objects, and the remainder of the class, like, two kids got to play the Atari.
Yes, I remember. There was, Khan Academy.
It was Khan Academy, dude.
That was...
Dude, I got in trouble because she's like, okay. Or the teacher was like, do some Khan Academy. And I'd play, like, the games and shit all day.
What?
And she's like, you retard.
You're supposed to... She's like, you're supposed to be doing math. And we're like, what does math have to do with coding? And then now that we look at it in our new coding classes, now we understand because,
yeah.
We have to know math to code.
And this bitch, dude, she's like, do Khan Academy for math, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never told us what grade level or anything like that, no skills. So I did kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
I got crucified, practically crucified by everyone in the fucking class, dude. She's like, the teacher's like, oh, and look how much math Vega did. And it was like, whoa, good job. They're clapping for me and shit. And then she goes, but guess what skill level? And they're like, what? Kindergarten. And everyone was like, guilty! You're guilty! I'm like, what the fuck did I do, bro?
I remember.
It was terrifying. Because people were swarming me. I was getting like, it was like I was the witch. And they were going to burn me on the stake. I was actually terrified.
But yeah, that was... Our punishments were weird back then, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like, if we talked... We'd have to, like, sit on the floor instead of sit on a chair at, like, lunch. Wasn't that a thing? Where we had to go sit on the other side of the gym where they didn't set up tables.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's it called? So, we sat down at the, other side, and everyone would just stare us down. Yeah. It was like, they're like, what was that punishment even? It's like, you just sat on the floor.
Public humiliation.
It's like, yeah, basically, they're like, ha, look at that noob.
They went around at every table and like, look at the kid over there. Just stare and point.
Yeah, and then there's that kid that helps take out the trash.
Dude,
and it was always trash the same kid I can remember. It was some kid with glasses. No offense if you have glasses. But that's what I remember.
Was it the ginger kid? Was he ginger?
I don't know. His name was like Julian or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Julian.
What a white name.
I almost said his name was Javier. It's the only J name I could think of.
Okay, so we'd have to fucking listen to this kid. He's like, give me your food so I can throw it out. We're like, no, we're not done. He's like, give me your food. And we're like, all right, whatever.
Dude, I would willingly give that kid my fucking food. The food there was shit. It was tinfoil heated up, right, so it'd stay warm.
Mm-hmm.
Or the tinfoil wouldn't heat up, but, you know.
And it was, like, sweaty. Like, the food was sweaty.
It was greasy. It was watery. It was repackaged from the middle school.
You were basically eating a moist burger.
It was like, I would rather eat, like, MREs. I remember the lunch table, dude. I was so fucking, like, embarrassed because I drank your juice box on accident.
Oh, yeah, and I freaked out.
And you freaked the fuck out. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude.
I was so mad at him. I was like, but juice box, dude. I don't think you know how important that is, dude. Dude, how else am I supposed to summon Kool-Aid, man?
I'm like, dude, I took the smallest fucking sip.
Oh, no, right? It was Capri Sun.
Yeah, it was Capri Sun. I took the smallest fucking sip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, outer lip, too. Wasn't even, like, fucking inner lip. And you freaked the fuck out. I'm like, you can have it. Like, it barely touched my fucking lips. And you're like, I don't want that shit. I was fucking, like, terrified.
Cursing didn't happen. We were in, like...
No, dude. I started cursing in fucking first grade because I thought it'd make me cool when I came to the fucking school.
I guess I'm like, maybe we did start
cursing. Kids will like me. Dude, yeah, kids were cursing in third grade because I remember I'm like, why is everyone fucking cursing now, dude?
They're like, because it's cool. They're smoking cigarettes. They think it's cool.
Nah, dude, the only thing, the fucking cigarette, like, closest thing to cigarettes is people who fucking blow out smoke in the winter. Or vapor,
no, the closest thing to cigarettes was the teachers that would stand outside of the front and smoke cigarettes, and we'd all... At recess, no, whenever it was outside, we'd all, like, we're not allowed to go to this section so they could smoke. And we all just, like, peek our heads around and be like, oh, look at him, he's smoking! And they'd all be, like, embarrassed and be like, no, we're not, don't tell your parents, please, I'm your teacher.
And then, they did not like when we made a run for the street.
Oh, yeah. First grade, we were like, we're getting out of this hellhole.
Dude, I was such a bitched my second grade teacher.
I remember one time I got picked up because I was trying to run away. I was trying to climb the fence. I was like, I'm getting out of here.
Why would you climb the fence? Like, the fence was always open.
Yeah, the fence was always open. But I guess maybe I was smart because I was like, they won't look at the fence if the fence is open. You know? Or maybe I was just dumb. And I didn't realize the fence was open. Probably the second one. I was in first grade.
Dude, I made it halfway down the street before. I was like, it was fucking like, you know those bounty hunter shows? Cop shows? They got a runner and they'd like fucking sprint and tackle to the ground. Dude, that didn't happen. That's what it felt like. They'd just fucking grab me by the waist and be like, what the fuck are you trying to do?
I remember we'd play soccer.
Yeah.
That was football. What the popular people did. So we were playing soccer. And the teachers would diss us. Do you remember that? They're like, that's not how you play soccer. You don't pick up the ball and drop kick it. We're like, hey, listen, lady. It's our version of soccer. We don't care if you're the Phi Ed teacher. Oh, sorry, gym.
You're playing rugby. Remember Foursquare.
Oh, yeah.
Gabe ball. Do you remember that? Gabe's rules. Because Gabe would always get fucking bullied during Foursquare because he wouldn't play correctly.
It was some disabled kid that went to our school.
Yeah, so he's like, And this one, cherry bombing is allowed. Now, no one had no fucking clue what cherry bombing was.
If you don't know what cherry bombing is, it's where you catch the ball when it comes towards you.
And slam it on the ground.
Spike it with both hands so it goes high. And if you hit it at the correct angle, it just bounces out of their square. And you're automatically the winner. But Gabe was always king. We allowed that because we knew that he was special in the brain.
Give him a chance.
I didn't know that. So, eventually, I would be in the office my whole recess because I would not appreciate how this kid played. If it wasn't my way, it wasn't the right way.
Favorite thing about recess on elementary school was, I'm not gonna say his name, but he had some mental issues. He'd bite and kick the teachers, watch him get dragged out of the fucking grass. Dude, that was like the highlight of my day. So he'd like step on the teacher's shoes, trying to like break the arch of their foot.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he break someone's leg?
When?
Second grade.
He might have. I wouldn't doubt it.
I remember, he didn't break anyone's leg. He broke his own leg. Soccer. My cousin. It twisted fully around. I remember that. And I was a witness. I didn't care. I was like, oh, look at your leg. It's backwards. But last story before we end this recording. The kid that lived down the street from me. He had issues with his blood stream.
He bruised super easily.
He bruised like super easily, and his blood was like super watery.
Yeah.
So he had to be second in line. Because if he was second in line, if he fell backwards, someone would catch him. And if he fell forward, someone would catch him. And the teacher would have to hold his hand in case he fell to one of the sides.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was messed up. And he'll be in our Nets podcast.
Yeah, we have a lot of stories
a lot of stories with him. We don't
look like good people in those stories. But
part of our dumb friends.
Dumb decisions.
Dumb friends and dumb decisions. This was our podcast, guys. I'm your host. I'm one of your hosts, Lispy. This is
Vega. Hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, and this was school and video games.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's probably what we'll call it. We'll see you in the next podcast.